Hey, here's Outside the Box, where we don't mess around. Today's topic is no trash talking, or no trash talking. Last week, I began a series of lessons mentioned by Robert Fulghum in his book, All I Really Needed to Know, I Learned in Kindergarten. One lesson I learned in kindergarten, or maybe even before from my family, was do not waste anything. People, including my parents, didn't have much, often not enough during the Depression and throughout World War II. We had to use it up completely and make do. So the habit stuck for me. Whatever we have, we use and reuse again. Unfortunately, our lifestyles and attitudes towards waste seem to have changed since the 1940s, as has U.S. access to raw materials from around the world. There's also a greater focus on economic growth and lifestyles based on consumerism and more stuff. Therefore, the landfills are running out of space, incinerators are burning at full throttle, and our air, water, and soil are being fouled. Whatever happened to the maxim, don't waste? In the book, American Wasteland, author Jonathan Bloom says that at least one quarter and probably closer to one half of all food produced in this country is wasted, totaling an estimated 200 billion pounds per year. A lot rots in the fields or cold storage. Some is lost in transit and in processing, and more is rejected by wholesalers or retailers because of high perfection standards. Even when it gets to our refrigerators or to restaurants, some goes bad or is thrown away every day. Considering that agriculture uses almost one-fifth of all energy and about 90% of all water, cutting down on waste seems like a no-brainer. What else is wasted? The average landfill might have a breakdown of 20% plastic, 40% paper and cardboard, 10% food, and hard-to-measure amounts of construction materials, clothing and fabric, glass, white goods, and metal. The total amount of solid waste generated in 2010 in the U.S. was 250 million tons, about 1,400 pounds per person. Another 475 pounds per person of waste was recycled. Why has the don't waste ethic been replaced by just throw it away? There's a culture of abundance that says, we don't need to keep things. There's something better and cheaper out there. We have lots of choices, so no need to use up what we don't like that much. Psychologically, we want something new, and there are lots of new things to choose from. Can we return to a frugal, do not waste anything ethic, given that all natural resources are limited? Can it become part of our daily thought process? We can ask, how can I keep using this whatever, instead of looking for a replacement? There are high-profile examples, like No Impact Man, a film about how Colin Beavan and his family tried no-waste living, and The Compact, a group in San Francisco that, except for food and a few select items, bought nothing new for a whole year. Simply asking ourselves questions like, how can I waste nothing today? Or, do I really need to buy this? Would help. Government policies that charge, tax, or fine waste and wasters could also reduce our overabundance. If you learn, like I did, not to waste things, I hope you'll look for ways to practice that lesson. What things do you throw away? And are there things that could be saved, reused, or utilized in some way? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to take as little as possible to my local transfer station, aka the town dump.